There's a man in the studio this morning who knows you've got questions, and he, luckily, has the answers. It's time for another episode of Ask Sam.
Why do geese make V's?
Does a bumblebee sneeze?
Can a person eat trees?
Can a polar bear freeze?
Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Sam.
NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown, host of the podcast Outside In, is here to answer a listener question. Hi, Sam.
This one actually came to us directly from the field. Here, let's hear it.
Hey, Sam, this is Brendan. I'm calling from the bank of the Merrymeeting River in Alton, New Hampshire. Every year around the time that we get some heavy spring rains, we always see this foamy, cream-colored fluff floating down the river. We were wondering, is that good? Is that bad? Is it edible? It kind of looks like the stuff on top of a root beer float. Thanks.
I know exactly what he's talking about. It does. It looks like at the top of a float.
Yeah, it gets a little brown, gets a little foamy.
It's like a creamsicle or something.
I think we have to get right to the important public service announcement straight away here.
Okay.
Well, Brendan, I think I'd stick with the root beer floats on this one. This is not something that I would have for a summer treat. It's not bad. Unless you're seeing a discharge from a pipe nearby that might be from a dishwasher or a washing machine, this is completely natural.
Now she tells me I shouldn't drink it. That explains an awful lot.
That's Michelle Tremblay, president of the New Hampshire Rivers Council. So are you ready for a new word here, Rick?
I am.
Surfactant. Have you ever heard that word?
I haven't, but that's a really cool word. Say that again.
Surfactant.
Surfactant
is anything that reduces the surface tension of water. Soap is, in fact, a surfactant.
Oh.
And counterintuitively, lower surface tension is actually what is required to make bubbles. So here's the question. What could be getting into our rivers that is like soap but is actually perfectly natural? And to answer that, I would like to present Scott Bailey, who is a geologist up at the Hubbard Brook Experimental Research Station in Woodstock, New Hampshire, where apparently they are having quite a lot of foam on the rivers.
Well, the foam that accumulates in streams sometimes is caused by dissolved organic matter. So you can think of it, it's kind of like tea. You steep some tea leaves in water, you end up with a colored substance that's got materials that have leached out of those tea leaves. And the same thing happens in our forests.
I really like the idea that this is just like forest tea.
It is. It's forest tea.
So basically, the water is passing through the land, and it's absorbing dissolved organic matter.
Okay.
And that is what the brown is when you see the brown on the bubbles. That is the surfactant that makes the bubbles possible. And when it's raining more, so during a particularly rainy time of year like right now, you're going to have more water passing through the land, more tea.
So there's more stuff coming in.
Right. And also you've got more water, so you've got more turbulence, which causes more bubbles. So you just get a bubbly time of year whenever it rains a lot. And it doesn't have to be just spring.
And actually, we do see this later in the season, and I have seen it in the fall as well. So I think we're seeing the result of a lot of rain.
So if we get a lot of rain and the ground is not frozen, it's going to absorb these nutrients, and they're going to be put into our rivers.
Yeah. So you got the three ingredients. You got the tea.
Yeah.
You've got the turbulence. And you've got this wonderful. So I spent probably half my day yesterday Googling soap bubbles and what makes bubbles possible.
And it has to do with surface tension.
Yeah, it has to do with surface tension. I'm not really confident in my ability to explain it. It comes down to this thing called the Marangoni effect. So have you ever seen the experiment where you sprinkle pepper flakes in a bowl and then drop a soap in it?
I have not. No, I don't think I know that one.
Oh, okay, so what happens is you put a drop of soap in the water and the pepper flakes sort of like all shoot out to the edges of the bowl. They flow away from the soap, and you know there's this complicated physics reason for why that happens, and it is also what causes bubbles to be stable. And basically, what's happening in a soap bubble is whenever there's an instability, the water is sort of rushing to that location, and it keeps it from popping.
So this is a really complicated physics answer.
Bubbles are a gosh darn miracle of physics.
They really
is what's
are.
Going on. Oh, and also don't eat the foam.
Don't eat the foam.
Can we say that again?
That's probably, I mean, we probably can't get too far into the complicated physics of this, but we can tell you with certainty.
Don't eat the foam.
Don't eat the foam. All right, that sounds good. NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown answers your questions about the natural world. And Sam, if someone has a question they want to ask you about, how can they do it?
The number is 1-844-GO-OTTER. the email address that you can use to record yourself on a smartphone and send that audio file to. The email address is outsidein@nhpr.org.
Thanks so much, Sam.
Thank you, Rick.
It's Morning Edition from NHPR.